So, Peter, you and I have met in this office many times, and this is a recording that's bittersweet. So let's talk about the announcement today.
Yeah, it really is, and it's sad that I think that this may be the last time we certainly do it in my current role, but
Right.
hopefully maybe in my new role we can
Yeah.
get together again. But yeah, as per the announcement from Microsoft, and then quick on its heels from EA, it's with great sadness that I'm leaving Microsoft as the head of the games business, and it is with great excitement that I'm joining EA as the president of EA Sports. This is something that has been in the works for a few weeks. It is completely and utterly unrelated to anything that's gone on within the business in the last few weeks, and it's purely about family and my family and our desire to get back to our Bay Area roots and join a company that I'm excited about, but at the same time, it's going to break my heart to leave here.
Yeah, you've been around the Xbox business. I mean, a lot of people recognize you, and of course, Jay Allard is working on Zune now, but with the Xbox business. This has to, I mean, I'm sitting here with you, and I really mean this. I mean, you're a good friend of mine, and this is really difficult for me to say, but I'm going to miss you. And I know that the listeners out there are going to miss you, the forum. We have one of the greatest communities on the planet. You saw the community party last week. It had to be hard to go through E3 knowing this in the back of your mind.
Well, yeah, it did. I will say this, that the work that gets to E3, obviously I ran that business, and the ability for me to be there and to present the work that the team and I had done over the last, quite frankly, 18 months to get us there with all of the great content and the great announcements that we had. It wasn't difficult for me to stand there with pride. It's difficult for me in the back of my head knowing that this would be the last E3 I stood there on behalf of Microsoft and the last time I get to meet the community in my current role. And I do hope I get to continue to interact with the community, albeit in a different role. But it will be something I miss badly. But I hope that people out there understand that family does come first, and family's happiness is something that has to be prioritized over everything else, and the selfishness of me wanting to continue in a particular job shouldn't override my wife and my children's desire to get back to the Bay Area where, my kids were born, my kids were educated, where I've spent most of my American life, and I have a great linkage to the Bay Area. I have two Berkeley kids, and as a result, it's important that at this stage in my life and this stage in my career that I prioritize that amongst everything else. But I will miss everybody here in Redmond and around the world, and in particular the community. And it was great, actually, to be able to have the community party last week, get to meet so many people, as we always do, that are huge fans of the business, huge fans of what we do, huge fans of what you do. And I'm very proud of our community outreach programs because one of the things that becomes a common theme when I stand there and have a beer with somebody is that our programs, whether it's MVPs, the ambassadors we have, and the general blogging community that gives us a bad time when we deserve it, but also supports us when we also deserve it. That's something I'll miss a lot.
Let's talk about something for a quick second. I mean, a lot of people think they're going to connect the dots that, 2 weeks ago we had to rejigger the warranty program, and now Peter Moore's leaving. I mean, you can see the headlines, right? So what do you say to that?
Well, people will write what they write. All I can say is that they need to understand that this agreement between myself and EA was signed about 5 weeks ago, way before any of the final work that was done on the warranty. It is completely unrelated. The ability for me to be able to get through that, which was a difficult time, and we've spoken to the community and spoken to the press around the world about that, is unrelated to any action that I would have taken on behalf of my family, which I've done. It's also, getting us through E3 was important because we've got a great story to tell. But people will write what they want to write, the conspiracy theorists out there, the people that like to give A, Microsoft a bad time for whatever reason, and B, as the face of the business, a bad time, and there's nothing I can do about that. The people I care about, the people that know me well, know of my desire, know my family. Many people meet my family who come to E3 because they're big fans of the business, in particular my eldest daughter. And so as a result, the people I really care about know the truth, and I guess that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, I met your wife many times, and of course your lovely family, and it is true. You're first and foremost a family man, and that I admire in you. Let's talk about just before we wrap it up. I know you're really busy. We're getting you literally moments after the announcement has gone out. But talk about some of the highlights in your past few years here at Microsoft.
Oh, I mean, from coming here, I've been here 4.5 years now. Coming here at a time when the Xbox itself, the original Xbox, was still doing well, and then, of course, building our plans for the Xbox 360, making some really tough decisions about what the box needed to look like, you know, the high-def format versus DVD-9,
right.
And perhaps most importantly, traveling the world, sitting down with the publishers, explaining in great detail, which is our strength, the platform for what Xbox 360 will be in the future, and seeing it all to come to fruition. And I think the highlight, other than my guitar playing on stage on Tuesday evening.
Or lack thereof.
Although there was Redemption Wednesday night for those of you that came to West Hollywood. But seeing all of that work, and maybe only I saw it personally, but to be able to stand on the stage in Santa Monica High School and talk about the incredible first and third party content, to say with pride that 7 million people now are Xbox Live members and growing. All of that to me was a tremendously nice bow wrapped around a lot of work. When I walked off the stage and Halo 3 was playing there, that seemed like, you know, a fitting finale for that phase. Now, I think most importantly, as we look forward to this holiday in 2008 and 2009, a tremendous amount of upside, not only for the Xbox 360, but also for games for Windows. And Microsoft's ability, as I have learned here as a proud blue badge, of pulling all of the pieces together to create tremendous value for the consumer. That I will still be a big fan of, and will be a partner now, of course, joining EA. But I think that this wonderful team here, the deals we have in place, whether they're marketing, whether they're publishing, and the incredible expertise we've built at Microsoft Game Studios, and perhaps most importantly, Xbox Live and this head start that that service has got, all of that's going to come together over the next few years. Now, I may have to pay attention to some of the other guys in my new role,
right.
but I think everybody understands the pride that I take in where we are today, the team that that I leave here in place. As many people know, Don Matrick will be taking my place here, and having Don step in as probably one of the top three people in the industry in experience and depth of knowledge, a gregarious personality, a guy that has deep development skills, well known around the world, and I couldn't think of a better replacement for me to step in and continue the great work that's going on. So I'm bullish about the future for the team here. I'm also bullish about the job that I'm going to. I think sports has huge upside in this world of connected entertainment, but I look forward to staying in touch with everybody as we move forward.
It's interesting because Don was at EA and now he has since left, but now he's coming here and you're going to EA. That's kind of an interesting swap. A lot of people are going to make some crazy connection.
Yeah, somebody called it a hostage exchange just recently. But yeah, maybe we have to drive to Oregon and exchange personnel. Now, Don, as a lot of people know, has been part of the team in an advisory role for a while. So the transition of integration him into the business full time should be relatively smooth, primarily because, as people who read the announcement know, he's been here for a number of months as a core part of the team. And I think it's important that you know, you focus on integration, and while it's going to be sad for me personally leaving, and I know a lot of people have already come up to me in the last few minutes and said, you know, we're going to miss you, I think it's important they focus on the future. I'll be just fine. My
right.
family's going to be fine. But what's more important here, as we sit here in Redmond, is the business is going to be fine under the leadership of Don Matrick.
You've seen the passion in the Xbox community, which is extraordinary. Yep. Now you're going to work for EA Sports, where the passion around sports titles is equal, and in some cases even more so.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty exciting, because you're going to work on the Maddens, the
right.
FIFAs, I mean, all those great titles.
Yeah. It's fascinating for me, and I'm probably uniquely positioned because people who know me remember that I actually challenged EA in this very space with Sega Sports,
right.
and then built the 2K Sports brand as part of Sega when we got going. So, and in more recent years, we've had a tremendous relationship with EA in actually collaborating with the EA Sports brand. So I've both competed against and then more recently collaborated with, so I have a pretty deep insight into how sports makes our industry tick.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a huge business. It's a multi-billion dollar part of the business. And perhaps one of the more unique things I'll bring is a more global view as a Brit and a European that has classic American sports tastes in football and baseball and everything else. I also understand things like rugby and cricket and track and field and the huge opportunities I see on a global basis for growing this band. So, yeah, when you combine the passion for games and then layer onto it the passion for sports on top of that, And then you have this world of connected entertainment that we're all in and moving to. I think the ingredients for success for sports and video games continues to get stronger.
I want to see you in a NASCAR race.
Yeah, that's one area. I look forward to it, to all those NASCAR fans out there, and I'm sure I'm going to go to one real soon. Yeah. I'm more of a Formula One guy. I actually like to see them turn left and right, and so we'll see. But I actually am looking forward to Daytona NASCAR. And you're right, Madden and FIFA are the big dogs, but you think about Tiger and NCAA just being released. So I'm excited about the whole thing. I think I bring pretty unique set of skill sets to that, and it's, as always, with a new job, it's going to be a little bit of uptime. But at the same time, I was going to miss anybody here. I think I'm going to add value to the industry as well in my new role.
It's tough because I'm really getting choked up here saying goodbye to you, even though it's the end of this show.
Yeah,
can I have you on another show in the future?
Sure, I don't see why not. I mean, the community is community, and so the ability for maybe later in the fall to do a check-in, I'm sure that would be just fine. I may have to talk about some other platforms at that point, but
I've had people talk about other platforms on my show.
You're an agnostic type of guy here.
Absolutely.
But I just want a final shout-out to everybody that supported the platform here that I've met. I've probably met hundreds, if not thousands, of people personally at E3s and community events and showcase events we've had all around the country and all around the world. So I leave here with sadness in my heart. I'm glad for my family, and I'm glad that I found such a great opportunity back in the Bay Area. I look forward to be able to talk with people maybe later in the fall and bring up to speed on what's going on.
Peter, I'm going to let you go, but on behalf of the Xbox community, the original Xbox community, the Xbox 360 community, I want to thank you for all you've done, and I know you're just going to be down the road, but we're going to miss you. So
I'm going to miss everybody as well. Don't be a stranger, and as I say, if we can get together in the fall, once I got the sand from shifting underneath my feet, we can maybe get on and chat again, and I can bring up to speed what's going on.
All right, one more time. What's your gamer tag?
I just changed it recently because it was getting a little ugly, because the propagation of it around the web, I think driven primarily by you, was meaning I couldn't play, because as soon as I opened my mouth, they knew who I were. So, I'll keep changing it every now and again. So we'll see.
But you may keep changing your gamer tag, but we'll know where to find you, Peter.
All right, Larry. Thanks a lot again.